Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. My guest today is the president of the Frantz Marek Performing Arts Center. Ron Legler came to Baltimore to oversee the Hippodrome in August. He's here to give us a sneak peek at what he's planned for the Historic Theater next season. Good afternoon, Ron. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
So you've got some big hits coming. The first is Kinky Boots. That's a huge show in New York.
Yes, it's a huge show in New York, and we're so excited to be starting off our season, our 15-16 seasons, with such a powerful show.
Yeah, what are a couple of the other highlights of the year coming
up? We also have Phantom of the Opera. This is the 25th year anniversary production that's completely brand new. So we're so excited to bring Phantom back into the beautiful Hippodrome. And we also have Motown the Musical, which is just the show that everybody loves. And again, it's been selling out all across the country.
Amazing to think that Phantom is 25 years old.
Yeah, it actually started touring in 1990.
That's crazy. And then Motown the Musical, that covers a wide scope of that era.
Every song that you love, every song that you know, tied in with the story of Motown, it's just really inspirational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple of others. There's a production of Love Letters coming to the Hippodrome. We're talking about next season.
Yes, here, next 15, season. And season. Love Letters right now, currently on Broadway. And we have stars that we're going to be announcing at a later date.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have to stay tuned for that. You got a production of The Sound of Music coming?
This is really exciting. This production of Sound of Music is actually directed by Jack O'Brien, and he's a three-time Tony Award winner, and we brought it just in time for the holidays next year. So we're really excited to bring that family product into the market.
And that's one of those shows that, you know, it doesn't matter how many decades it's been around, it's generations of families are taking their kids and their kids and their kids to see this. Yeah, it's amazing how that some shows just have that kind
wonderful
of staying
production.
Power. There's one that I don't know a whole lot about. It's called The Illusionists. It's on the schedule.
Well, we're really excited about this. You know, we've brought shows like David Copperfield and Stomp and Tap Dogs into the market before. The Illusionist is an amazing show. It's actually just opened on Broadway, and it's seven of the world's most amazing illusionists out there, and they put together a fantastic show. So we're really excited to bring something a little bit different to Baltimore next year.
Yeah, so it's a night of magic.
A night of magic, yeah. Yes.
And there's a production of Cabaret. Of course, that continues to thrive on Broadway.
Yes, it is. The production of Cabaret is amazing, and we're looking forward to bringing that as well.
I understand that there's a new subscription model for subscribers to the Hippodrome, folks that decide to buy the entire package of Broadway shows.
Yes, we are going to be announcing that we have a seven-show package, and it was very confusing, the old model, because it wasn't a full two-week model. It wasn't a one-week model. It was sort of in between. We found it very confusing for our season ticket holders and somewhat aggravating. So we are moving to a one-week subscription model, which I think will be very good for our season ticket holders and to make sure they get their same seats for every show in our series.
Well, simple is better,
yes,
almost all the time.
It is much simpler, for sure,
right,
for everybody.
Well, Ron Legler, it sounds like a lot of fun. And, of course, we will keep tabs of this throughout the year. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Ron Legler is the president of the Frantz Marek Performing Arts Center. There's lots going on at the Hippodrome this month and next as well. The Moscow Ballet opens a four-night run of The Nutcracker tonight, and Annie opens at the Hippodrome on January 20th. Over at the Everyman Theater, their production of Death Trap continues through January 11th. Come to wypr.org/inthebromo for a link to more information. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. On 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Happy holidays.